What is CPR?
CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, is pushing down on a person's chest and breathing into his or her mouth. It is used in emergencies when the person's heart stops beating, when the person is not breathing normally, he or she may be gasping for breath, or when the person is not breathing at all. CPR works to move blood to the person's brain to help prevent brain damage. CPR can help keep a person alive until a health professional arrives. This recording gives the basic steps for CPR in adults and children who have reached puberty. It is best to take a class on how to give CPR and then use this recording as a reference. If you are needed in an emergency, give what help you can. Most states have a Good Samaritan law to protect people who help in an emergency. The American Heart Association recommends these guidelines for CPR. Step 1. Check to see if the person is conscious. Tap or gently shake the person and shout, "Are you okay?" But do not shake someone who might have a neck or back injury. That could make it worse. If the adult or older child who has reached puberty, has body hair or breasts, does not respond, follow these steps. Call 911 or other emergency services and then get an AED if there is one nearby. Then start CPR. Step 2. Start chest compressions. For an adult or an older child who has reached puberty, move or remove all clothing covering the chest. You need to be able to see the chest move. Kneel next to the person. Use your fingers to locate the end of the breastbone, where the ribs come together. Place two fingers at the tip of the breastbone. Put the heel of one hand just above your fingers on the center of the person's chest between the nipples. Use both hands to give compressions. Stack your other hand on top of the one that you just put in position. Lace the fingers of both hands together and raise your fingers so they do not touch the chest. Straighten your arms, lock your elbows, and center your shoulders directly over your hands. Press down in a steady rhythm, using your body weight. The force from each thrust should go straight down onto the breastbone, pressing it down at least 2 inches. If you are not trained in CPR, give at least 100 chest compressions a minute. Push hard and push fast, between 1 and 2 times a second. Keep giving at least 100 chest compressions a minute until help arrives or the person is breathing normally. If you are not trained in CPR, it's okay to only give chest compressions, but rescue breathing may be more important to do for children and babies than adults. If you are trained in CPR, listen to Step 3, Rescue Breaths. Step 3, Rescue Breaths. If you are trained in CPR, give 30 compressions, then 2 rescue breaths. There may be a pocket mask at a nearby first aid station or in a first aid kit. You can use the mask to give rescue breaths, but don't delay starting CPR to find one. To give rescue breaths, put one hand on the person's forehead and push with your palm to tilt the head back, and then pinch the person's nostrils shut with your thumb and finger. Put the fingers of your other hand under the bony part of the lower jaw, near the chin. Tilt the chin upward to keep the airway open. Take a normal breath, not a deep one, and place your mouth over the person's mouth, making a tight seal. Blow into the person's mouth for 1 second, and watch to see if the person's chest rises. If the chest does not rise, tilt the person's head again, and give another breath. Between rescue breaths, remove your mouth from the person's mouth and take a normal breath. Let his or her chest fall and feel the air escape. If you are doing rescue breaths with chest compressions, keep repeating the cycle of 30 compressions and 2 rescue breaths until help arrives or the person is breathing normally. Using an automated external defibrillator, AED. Automated external defibrillators, AEDs, are machines that are programmed to safely deliver an electrical shock to a person who has collapsed from a heart problem. Each AED has instructions for that machine. AEDs are often placed in public buildings in visible areas. Before an AED is used, all the steps for CPR must be followed. The AED has a computer inside that will speak instructions for when to continue CPR and when to check for a heart rhythm, pulse. The AED must be placed next to the person who has collapsed. Then it must be turned on, and all the commands must be followed.